您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Millions of girls are smitten by TV actor Wallace Chan or Zhong Han Liang now. His recent hit My Sunshine gets more than 11 billion clicks on the internet.电视剧《何以笙箫默》的网络点击量超过了11亿，主演钟汉良也因为此剧激起了一片少女心。 And for those people who really love it, here's a clip.
经过那么多年，我还是输给了你。
你决定还是他吗？
如果世界上曾经有那个人出现过，其他人都会变成将就，我不愿意将就。
Alright, that's part of it, but it's sort of like the most essential part of it, because that was when the male lead was expressing his feelings, long suppressed feelings, for the female lead.
Can you keep that going a bit longer? We were really getting into that, weren't we? We were getting addicted to it.
I could hear my heart pounding.
Yeah. What is it you like about it? Is it this actor that everyone's talking about, Wallace Chung?
Oh, totally. He owns the show. I think, considering the production value or the, aesthetics that's been displayed of the production team in this TV show, there isn't really all that merits to be given out, I suppose. But the main guy, Zhong Han Liang, he is such a good actor, and he is seriously catching the hearts of all women these days.
Yeah. Please talk about the most important part, that is, he's handsome.
Yeah.
Well, yes. You already did, kind of.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to go straight into it. I wanted to build up the momentum, so to speak, here.
Now, I'm not going to ask how old you are, Hyung.
Well, that's sort of related to the next topic. That's totally despised upon, Mark.
It's because of my cultural background, I would consider that to be a very rude question. So I'm not going to ask you. But in our office today, when I was just reading about My Sunshine, and actually I was watching an episode of it just before the show, because that's how addicted to it I am. And I was watching an episode of it. And I asked one of our colleagues from China Drive, I'm not going to say her name, I said, tell me what do you know about My Sunshine? She said, I've never heard of it. And I said, that's probably because you're too old.
And you said that to her?
I did, yeah.
And you're from England, Mark.
Well, you know how old she is. I don't know, actually, but I think she's about over 30, just.
Aww.
And so I said, my excuse for not knowing much about it is that I'm a foreigner. What's yours? It's because you're too old. Anyway, then I looked into some statistics as we were preparing the show today. It turns out that 48% of the people who watch it are 18 to 24 years old. 24% of them are 25 to 30. And 13% are under 18. So actually, I was quite right that she's too old at age 30, because 85% of the viewers of this show are under the age of 30. The other thing is, she is someone that lives in Beijing, a first-tier city in China. And in fact, only 13% of the viewers are from first-tier cities. 35% are in second-tier cities, and 52% are in third-tier cities. So actually, it was quite an interesting conversation we had, because if you are someone who's 30 and living in a first-tier city, it's much less likely that you've even heard of this show than someone that's under 30 in a second- or third-tier city.
Mark, I can't agree with you. With what you've just said, actually.
It's the numbers. You can't... How can you disagree with the statistics?
Yes. Well, I think maybe if you're looking at the general population, it makes sense. But when you look at certain circles, there are people, women in their 30s and who live in the first-tier cities that are totally just blown away by this, by this TV show. And I think the age bit that your analysis is quite interesting, because I think that does reflect the truth, as this TV show has been made out of a super popular, considered as an online classic romance novel that was written by this female author, Gu Man, about 10 years ago. So those people who sort of grew up reading it and thought it was a classic are ready to watch it right now. And the younger people who are familiar with it are watching it right now. It's got a huge fan base. Even before it was been made, it has been made into a TV show. So I think these days production companies are very smart, and they made these shrewd business decisions that they're picking out these online classics, well, quick classics, and making them into TV shows. And you're bound to get lots of attention, and people, there's already a lot of people who are eager to watch it even before it's being shown.
Yeah. And also, as to the accusation, the rightful accusation that it's not being well made, and a lot of the other actors and actresses have really bad acting skills, and the plot, some of it doesn't make sense, and a lot of them were right. But then I want to quote one of the comments online which fights back this sort of accusations, and it says, "My Sunshine isn't a show made for the brain. It's made for the heart, or the part of it that believes in the eternity of the first love and can resist the idea of an icy man who melts when he is in love."
What
a performance. You should be on the show.
I should be reading poems or Shakespeare.
No, you should audition for My Sunshine, I think, with that
kind
of delivery.
Or maybe, is this one of those situations that someone quotes, "Oh, something happened to my friend. My friend has this story." But actually, it is Xiao Hua who's speaking from her heart.
Yeah. Well, I totally believed what this comment was about. And no, I'm not in a totally brain-damaged sense, but I agree that some shows are not made for the brain.
Well, that's true, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, having watched bits of the show myself, I can confirm that there are long, long, lingering shots of people looking into each other's eyes with some romantic music or a song, and you just think, for goodness sake, you know, either give her a kiss or let's change the scene and look at something else, because it does go on and on. But in a way, I think that's quite nice, because so much of movies and TV shows now are so fast-paced. For something that is undemanding, relaxing viewing, I think it's a pretty good show, actually.
Yeah, I think because the genre is different. When you talk about fast-paced shows, Mark, I think you're probably referring to like Prison Break, Homeland, you know, those American TV shows, or even maybe Sherlock, the UK show.
Basically, basically crime shows, or where there's some violence or something unpleasant happening. And that's the great thing, I think, about My Sunshine. It is a rather gentle, and there aren't like car chases and people being shot up, you know, on the university campus. And I think it's, certainly in terms of the Western soap operas that I'm aware of, I don't think there's a single one that's been made about life at university. And so this, is that also new in China, the setting of it, the campus setting?
I think it's a rising genre. It's definitely been very popular in 2014, as many movies, successful or not, were set against a campus background. And I think it's a very smart idea, because who hasn't in his or her young age either been in a campus love relation or wished that they had?
Yeah, well, but I suppose to some extent, well, in the U.S., there's the Gossip Girl that ran for 6 seasons, I think, and it was really popular.
Was that a campus-based thing? I speak of somebody that's only heard about the show this minute.
Oh, no, Mark, I've heard, you're revealing your age.
I'm revealing that I've got a life.
Okay. Well,
I take it back, because I've seen things like Sex and the City.
And
Friends.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. But I haven't got round to watching Gossip Girl yet, because I've got better things to be doing with my life.
Yeah, it doesn't
life,
deserve all that
like
much
breathing
time.
And walking, for example. But, I mean, it's true.
okay, I
forgot what I was about to say.
Yeah, but what I want to say is that on the one hand, okay, I have to admit that being my age, which I'm not going to tell everyone, I still feel that I'm partly attracted to this show. And I hate myself for that partly because, like Mark said, it's one of the shows that you actually think you are smarter for. You know, you should be better than to watch shows like this, but actually not. And I kind of hate the production companies for so accurately targeting people's mentalities like that because, you know, as I said, people all want pure love. People all want to be the one. People who want, all want to have an icy, cold man who melts for you. You know, things like that. Oh, girls, I mean.
I think to be serious for one moment, just to be serious about that content, it's very misleading to continue to portray romance as being something that is this kind of perfect princess meets a prince and so forth, because, you know, as anyone knows that's been in a relationship or is in one, it's not like that. So in that way, it's perhaps in one way not very good and doing a disservice to reality. On the other hand, well, why not have a nice escapist drama where everything is much more perfect than it is in real life?
Yes, and I think, Mark, I need to agree with your on the other hand point, because who wants more reality on
exactly.
TV?
Yeah.
And who wants to see a reflection of what's already going on in your real life, which could be a pain in the behind? You want something that is sort of like emotional opium that makes it possible for you to dream. And plus, when there are so many slow shots and also magnified shots of this beautiful man and wonderful girl, and okay, well, there you see a difference of judgment there. And why not? I think it's great for people who's looking for this sort of comfort and sort of just a peace of mind when they want to go home and have a little bit of easy time.
Is it reassuring that it is still possible to have that sort of romantic relationship and that sort of fantasy romance? Do you think that that's why it's popular? People who are perhaps have had a couple of broken relationships or are in an unhappy one, they think, oh, it's still possible because there's always my sunshine and it's happening there, so it can happen to me.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm thinking whether there's a difference between the viewing habits of Asian people who generally love this kind of love ballad sort of TV and of Westerners who may enjoy, I guess, you know, more thrillers kind of genre.
I don't know. I don't think so, actually, because, I mean, there are some very famous American soaps that have been a bit like My Sunshine. Mm. Sunset Beach was one of them, and Days of Our Lives was another one. Yeah. Don't ask me how I know those names.
You had better things to do.
but they were very similar things.
Yeah, or the OC, you know, those teen dramas.
Yeah.
Always featuring the most beautiful people on the planet and living in the most perfect houses. And people love that kind of stuff because escapism is something that's very important, I think. And it's core to entertainment these days. And although, you know, I've slammed the production value of this TV show from the beginning, but I think it's learning some pretty good tricks from the masters, such as you know, those long shots and the music and focusing on the beautiful man. That is very much what South Korean dramas do, and they know it so well. And I think it's sort of good news that I think we're seeing sort of improvement. But if this budget was a bit fatter for this production company to make this TV show, it might could have seen better, because there were moments when I thought, oh, there's this Zhong Hanliang and wearing his razor sharp suits and seems to worth a lot. And he sits in this like 10 kwai chair with like, you know, very fake setting. And then that just sort of ruins it for me for a second.
Yeah. You like the long shots of Wallace Chung, don't you?
I'm just trying to voice what a lot of young girls are thinking.
What should the minimum amount of time be for a Wallace Chung close-up?
5 minutes. What? I'm joking!
Yeah. I thought you were joking. And when it comes to age, well, we're going to talk about age in a minute, but Koei just sent in a message that tells Mark about He Young's real age. Do you want to know it? Read it on air?
Ooh, well,
maybe
I don't.
Ballpark.
No, maybe I don't. But you actually revealed it yourself in yesterday's show with John when you were saying that you were 2 or 3 years born before a certain year.
Before Koei.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say that. Maybe it's an off-air discussion.